Hello, and welcome to Passionate AI News. In today's episode, we have major news from TikTok, Amazon, Reddit, and Apple. TikTok has announced the implementation of automatic labeling for AI-generated content created on other platforms. Using content credentials technology from the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity, or C2PA, TikTok will identify and label content created with AI tools like OpenAI's DALL-E 3 and Microsoft's Bing Image Creator. This move complements TikTok's existing policy requiring creators to disclose AI-generated content and aims to ensure transparency for viewers. In the coming months, TikTok will also attach content credentials to AI-generated content created using its own AI effects, ensuring accurate labeling across platforms. TikTok emphasizes its commitment to combating deceptive AI and prohibits harmful or misleading AI-generated content. This initiative positions TikTok as the first video sharing platform to implement content credentials, promoting transparency and responsible use of AI technologies. Amazon CTO Werner Fogels has developed an open-source meeting summarization app called Distill, showcasing the capabilities of Amazon's AI and cloud services. Distill transcribes and summarizes conference calls, generating summaries and to-do lists that can be shared on platforms like Slack. The app utilizes various Amazon products, including AWS Transcribe for transcription, Amazon S3 for storage, and Bedrock, Amazon's generative AI platform, for summarization. Distill allows users to choose from different AI models hosted in Bedrock, including Anthropic's Claude 3 and Meta's Llama 3. While acknowledging the potential for errors in AI-generated summaries, Vogels emphasizes the time-saving benefits of the app and the importance of human oversight. Distill's development highlights Amazon's commitment to AI innovation and its efforts to showcase the capabilities of its cloud services. Reddit has introduced a new public content policy aimed at protecting user privacy and regulating access to its data for commercial purposes. The policy requires businesses and other entities seeking to use Reddit data for commercial purposes, including AI training, to enter into a contractual agreement with the platform. This move follows Reddit's recent IPO and its intention to monetize its vast data repository through licensing agreements. While access to Reddit data for research and non-commercial purposes will remain available, commercial use will require a contract and adherence to specific guidelines. The policy emphasizes user privacy and restricts partners from using Reddit data to identify individuals, target ads, or engage in harassment or surveillance activities. It also prohibits the licensing of non-public content, such as private messages and account information. To support researchers, Reddit has established a dedicated subreddit and is partnering with OpenMind to facilitate collaboration and data access for non-commercial research purposes. This policy reflects Reddit's commitment to balancing data monetization with user privacy and responsible data usage. Apple is reportedly planning to leverage its M2 Ultra chips in data centers to handle complex AI queries, marking its entry into the generative AI space. While simpler tasks will be processed on devices, more demanding AI workloads will be offloaded to cloud servers equipped with M2 Ultra chips, ensuring efficient and secure processing. This move aligns with Apple's focus on privacy and security, as the company believes its existing processors offer sufficient safeguards for AI applications. The M2 Ultra chips will be deployed in Apple's data centers and eventually extended to third-party servers. Although Apple has been relatively slower in adopting generative AI compared to competitors, the company has been actively researching the technology. The release of the MLX machine learning framework and other AI research initiatives suggest Apple's growing interest in integrating AI into its products and services. The emphasis on AI performance in the M4 chip announcement further reinforces Apple's commitment to advancing AI capabilities. By utilizing its powerful M-series chips in data centers, Apple is positioning itself to compete in the generative AI market while maintaining its focus on privacy and security. Follow Passionate Agency for more news like this.